get card from Backstreet Boys.
Shout out to Boy Band Break.
It's Chris Kirkpatrick here. Shout out to your podcast, Boy Band Break.
Hey everybody, this is Howie D, and I'm listening to Boy Band Break.
Hi, Ashley Parker Angel here. Huge shout out to the Boy Band Break podcast.
This is Brad from LFO, and you are listening to Boy Band Break.
Hey, what's up? This is Jacob.
It's Dan.
What's up? It's Trevor.
And it's Eric Michael, and it's time for Boy Band Break, baby. Let's go!
Welcome back to Boy Band Break, where we encourage you to take a break from your day and join us in some boy band conversation. As always, I'm Chinzia.
I'm Sophia.
Lydia is not here today. Hopefully be back next week. She's running around doing some stuff. But yes, so how have you been, Sophia? Did you have a good weekend?
Good. How about you? Did you have a good weekend?
I spent time cleaning and doing boring things. What did you do this weekend?
I went to Montreal. It was lots of fun.
I would just like everyone to point out that last week we recorded the episodes. I said, hey, can we record on Saturday? And Sophia's like, oh, no, I'm busy.
But I'm busy this weekend.
I'm busy. She said, I'm busy on Saturday. And I'm like, oh, okay. She obviously has errands to run and things like that. So we recorded last Friday, said nothing, whatever. And then I am the worst for going on Instagram, the worst. So I just happened to go on Instagram and I'm like, looks like Sophia's at a convention. I'm like, in Montreal. I was like, is this old memories? And then she's like, so I was like, dude, are you in Montreal? And she's like, yeah. And I was like, oh.
Yeah, I had come back when you messaged. I was like, yeah, I'm done the weekend.
So did you just like take the bus or what did you do?
I just took the bus. I was like, YOLO, you know what?
You know what?
Why some not? People are like, they need friends to go with. Just go by yourself. Why not?
Enjoy your life. Do what you gotta
do. You know?
So,
yes.
Is it still like an 8-hour bus?
No, it was 6 hours.
Oh, that's not too bad. That's not
Yeah.
Remember the time that we went? Why did we go? It was for Backstreet Boys.
New York City. GMA.
We went to Montreal via bus because we
yes.
went to Toledo, I think. And then
we yes, Toledo.
Came back.
And then we went to Toronto.
My family.
Yes.
Then I went up, met you in Toronto. Then we took this bus that stopped in Ottawa in the middle of
yeah.
the night, nowhere. And then we met up with your friends, Jen and Kat.
Yes.
Yes.
In Montreal.
In Montreal.
And then we went to Toronto's concert as well, because Montreal was first, then Toronto.
Yes. And I remember us changing in Union Station bathroom. We're like,
yes.
Change out of these clothes and into the concert clothes, because now we're going to the concert.
Yes. Because it was like very tight squeeze.
It was like 3 concerts in 4 days.
Yes. Because we were wild like that, right? Like, why not?
And didn't we also end up like passing the hotel where the boys were?
Yes.
And I also feel like there were some tennis players there too.
Yes, I think it was like Rogers Cup, I believe.
Yes, and I feel like we were in some sort of like random paparazzi shots or something.
Yes, in Montreal we were. Yes,
because we got
pictures with Nick and Kevin.
Okay.
And then Nick and Kevin were in the Montreal paparazzi newspaper.
Yes. So
it was like, wow, okay, I guess we're famous now.
So random. So
it was.
That's about a while ago, eh? Jeez.
That was like 10 years ago, I think.
Speaking of a while ago, what clip just happened to come up? Let me see if I can share this. I always mess up when I share this. But here's the screen.
Yes, because 4 years ago, the DNA World Tour happened. Well, started.
Yes. So we happened to be on some sort, one of the Backstreet Boys forums or some sort of news forum. We can't recall exactly how this happened, but somebody was like, hey, I'm looking for some Backstreet Boys fans who are going to the concerts. We're like, we're going. So she's like, okay, yes. Meet me there at 1:00. We're like, all right. So so there is me and Sophia. You can't hear it because I have no sound, but essentially she's just like asking. So there was like a whole clip and we were on again, the news at 11. That is one.
Yeah. So we were on at 6 and then we were on at 11.
Good to know that I just gesture wildly.
I was also gesturing and I was like, yes.
Is that the only clip with us or is there?
For that one? Yes. With the one that your mom did is on her Facebook. Yeah.
So anyways, I thought that was kind of funny because sometimes we forget that we do things.
I know. I was like, wow.
This like Toronto news. Like,
yeah. You know. I was like, this is an important thing that we did. So I was like, let's post it.
So I believe we were on the 6 o'clock news and the 11 o'clock news.
Yes, and we were.
We also, in one of the clips, it actually shows pictures of some of our meet and greets with the boys and stuff like that. So it was pretty funny.
Yes.
If I recall correctly, one of the things she was, it was like a voiceover of us talking. It's like, oh, we love them. They're so great. But it was a picture of me and Diane hitting Nick with a bat. And
yes, like, that was great. That was very funny.
It was just like the perfect editing on that. I was bash them with bats. Yes. Anyway, so.
Those are the fun things you can do at cons. Take fun pictures like that.
Cons are a lot of fun. Speaking of cons, there's a few coming up that Nick and AJ will be at. There's one, I want to say it's called GalaxyCon.
GalaxyCon Raleigh, so North Carolina.
Next week in Raleigh, North Carolina. So a bunch of people are going to that. I am not. Are you going, Sophia? Did you?
I will be going. Yes.
You are? Seriously?
I will be going. Yes.
Are you flying? Or are you? What are you
I'm taking the bus.
You're taking a bus to North Carolina?
Yes, because the flights were like very expensive.
Holy crap! So when are you leaving?
I'm leaving on Wednesday, and I'll be there Thursday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good for you. Are you gonna? So you're gonna go to the Nick concert then?
I'm going to the Nick one. Yes. I'm excited. Like I haven't seen them in like how long? One year.
Amazing.
So 1 year.
Nick, AJ, and then Joey from NSYNC. Is that who's there?
Yes.
Now I was also looking on their website. And there's a couple of different things that are happening. There's some sort of match game. Did you see that?
I did not see that. It's match game.
I want to say it's on the Friday. And it has like a bunch of celebrities. So it has AJ and Joey are going to be on that one.
What does that mean, match game? What is that?
So you know like that game show? It's like the match game. So they have like the celebrities up there. And then they have the contestants. And you're supposed to match your answers with the contestant has.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, because I was just like looking through the site. And I was just like, oh, that looks like fun. So
cool.
That's nice. Cool. So check that out.
Woo.
And then Nick is obviously, he's doing that concert. On
concert
Friday.
8 to 9. Yep.
And 30 to 40 like minutes. 40-minute concert. And then
acoustic performance. And a one selfie and then one badge.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Why not? Let's
Why
do it.
Why not? Live it up, man. Yes. Trying to think what else is happening there. Those were the two main ones that I saw. And I was like, oh, cool. But like, that looks like a huge convention. Like there's a lot of artists there from different genres and stuff.
It's like it's like the Montreal Convention Center. Can I just say the Montreal one was like, oh my gosh. Like, no, it's like
you went
floor.
To Montreal mostly for the wrestlers and for
Smallville and Arrow. Yeah.
Okay.
Cause I was like, oh my gosh, Smallville. I wanted them to come to Toronto, but I was like, okay, let's just go. Why not? YOLO.
You know what? Live your life, right? We've had so many years that we were stuck at home doing nothing and you go fucking enjoy.
Yes, exactly. Right? Yeah.
So, when do you come back from that one?
For Raleigh?
From the rally. Yeah.
Yeah. Sunday. Because it's like a day.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
So are you just at the con for Friday, Saturday then? Or?
Yeah, I'm just at the con like Friday, basically. And then I'm taking the buses back. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Greyhound bus of death?
Why not?
Oh, my God. And you're leaving from Toronto then?
I'm leaving from Toronto.
How long is that? How long is that going to take?
It took a day, so I don't know.
Good.
From
bring lots of snacks.
From 2 p.m. to like the next day.
Oh wow!
So
well, hopefully your buses have Wi-Fi because that always sucks when they say there's Wi-Fi.
Yes. It's not so bad. Like if people are like cool, it will fly by.
I just remember when I went to Nashville on the bus with to go see Nick, and it was 18 and a half hours each way, and I was like, dear God. I think I had to switch buses like two or three times, and I was just like, these people are all crazy on this.
Yeah.
And actually, when we were just in New York City for after what was that 90s con?
Yes.
I had a bit of a freak out in the New York bus terminal. A lot of personalities. That's a good way of putting it.
I guess because Montreal is in Canada, I feel like they were pretty cool. Everyone was pretty cool. Like everyone was like chatting in the bus. I don't know.
There you go.
I guess because like you're all going to the same place, you just started a conversation.
And that's a good thing about you is you're very good at.
I'm very sociable. Doesn't matter like who you are.
Yes. Where well, you've been.
As long as you love me. I don't know.
Beautiful. Anyways, well, then you will definitely have to give us a firsthand report of yes. how that convention goes.
I will miss you, Chinzia, because usually we do these things together, but I understand you have a birthday to go to.
That's my friend Alan's birthday, and it's a very important birthday for him, even though it's not yes. a milestone birthday, so I have to be here for that. So,
yes.
Anyways, we will live vicariously through you. Make sure you follow Sophia on Instagram.
Yes, I will probably post it on Instagram because that is the easiest social yes. to use right now.
And do you want to tell everyone your Instagram?
My Instagram, if you've been following us for like 5 years on Boy Band Break, it's Soph D Loves BSB.
So there you go. So make sure to check that out. Maybe if you can post some on the Boy Band Break one as well, that'd be awesome.
I will try my best.
Yeah. So is there a Boy Band panel? Do you know?
I have not just checked the schedule. I saw Nick is having a concert. I'm like, let's go.
Let's do it. Yes. Speaking of Nick having concerts, he has just announced a bunch of solo tours in October, but only in the States and mostly in the Southern states. Like he has 5 dates in Florida for some reason. And the closest one to us is Lexington, Kentucky. And then he has Nashville and then goes to Arizona and some other places. So,
but most of them are on weekdays, which is kind of hard.
That's
and
the shitty
Sundays,
part.
All
of them are either a weekday or a Sunday. I think his only Saturday show is Nashville. So there's that.
We and should go to Nashville. Why not?
Maybe. Who knows, right? So, I think that might be Thanksgiving weekend. I'm not 100% sure. So. Yeah, anyways, so if you want to check that out.
They're also doing 90s con, so.
Yes, hopefully. So AJ and Nick will be at 90s con. Nick just bailed out today, the day that we're recording this, on, what was it, Horror Hound.
But he'll be there in March 2024, because so, yes, apparently there's another
that'll
one.
That'll be in Cincinnati, Ohio. So
yes.
So I was just slightly amused because he basically did a live a few days ago saying, all of the cons that I am scheduled to go to, I will go to. And that was another reason why I was kind of like leery about Rally, because I was just like, he bailed out us on 90s con. How do I know he's not going to bail on Rally, right? Then he added the concert to Rally. So I'm like, okay, obviously he's not going to bail on this, but...
Well, I guess technically he could be out next week. Like, there's still time.
Yes, that's true. That's
but
true.
I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Give him the benefit of the doubt. There's
so, there you yes.
Go. I'm hoping to go to Cleveland that week to go see O-Town and BB Mac, because that's pretty much the closest BB Mac show. Because I wanted to
Which
go to
one
Pittsburgh.
Is that one?
Oh. That is on the 26th of July. They're also doing one in Pittsburgh-y area on the Friday, which would have been amazing, except it appears to be sold out. So if anybody has any extra tickets to that and want it, whatever, but the Cleveland show still has lots of tickets. Sophia, would you like to guess how much tickets cost in the States?
$40.
$35. In wow. fact, they have so many that they just put a 4-pack on special for $20 a ticket. So there's, yeah. So
wow.
And my sales meeting was canceled that day. So I'm really thinking about just taking the day and going to Cleveland. And I know that sounds really weird, but I do have family there. So
what day is that?
It's a Thursday. Thursday. So you will be on the bus.
I will be on the bus to Rally to see Nick Carter and AJ.
Who knows? It's only a 4-hour drive. I just don't want to drive it by myself. And like, no one wants to go, but I'm like, whatever.
Okay. Like I said, yeah. YOLO. Yes, it's apparently, yes, absolutely. It's great to go with your friends. But if you really want to go, just
then
go.
Then you go and you make new friends, right?
Right? Yes.
You know what?
You make new memories.
That's true. Good point. I love your gumption, buddy. Good
yes.
job.
No, why not?
This has nothing to do with today's episode, as we're 14 minutes in. So,
to be fair... This really? Is how this is what how we roll and on the Boy Band Break podcast. If you've listened for 5 years, you know that we do not stay on topic
We do not stay on topic. You know, the general topic of boy bands is always covered.
Yes, right? It's covered. We're being covered.
Before we get to today's episode, I just want to share this little tidbit here. Because one of our favorite members of NSYNC, who is normally hiding under a rock, has decided to emerge to make a commercial with some cats. So yes, that's right. JC Chazet has been busy writing two musicals and dancing with cats. The NSYNC alum opens up to people about his latest partnership with Meow Mix and a potential future concept album for one of his In the Works projects. So there's a picture of him with one of the Meow Mix Tabby Five cats, is the name of the fake boy band. So it says, JC, it's been a minute since fans have seen him, but that's about to change thanks to a group of dancing cats. A lot of people haven't seen me in a while. Shazay 46 tells People, I don't put my name on a lot of things, and that's for a reason. If I don't see any sense in it, I don't really mess with it. But if it looks fun, I'm into it, I do it.
So obviously the pitch was, this is a fun cat thing, you should totally do it. And then he's like, okay, fun is good.
They're like, you're a cool cat, JC. Maybe you're money. I don't know. So anyways, it says, luckily for those who've been waiting on the NSYNC alum's next move, there are two things in particular felt worthwhile enough for him to be a part of. A pair of musicals he's been workshopping over the past few years, and a band. But that's not the band you're thinking of. Say how fucking creepy these cats are. I'm gonna try to play.
Is it like that movie, like that movie Cats, where they look funny?
So it's like those who are not watching, there's cats that are standing on their hind legs dancing. Some are wearing overalls, some are wearing sexy shirts open, they're dancing. And then you're just like, they're literally just meowing. And then midway through, JC just appears. Meowing.
So obviously these cats are a boy band.
Yes, and they're called the Tabby Five.
Oh my gosh.
I was just like, can I just say that I found, so I had sent this article early in the morning and read it, but didn't realize that the video was there because I guess
attention
to these things. Happened to be scrolling, and then I see the 15 second clip, which is just JC going, meow, meow, meow. And I'm just like, what the fuck am I watching right now? And for some reason on Facebook, it'll just replay the clip. It doesn't just stop. So it just kept replaying. And I believe I stared at it. I believe it played at least three times. And I was just like blinking at this. I mean, like, is this really funny and cute? Or has he lost his mind?
I guess it could be a combination. It's
very, you know what? It could be a combination.
Well, good for him for getting out there and trying something different.
Okay, I'm just gonna read another section of this article right here. It says, a million people can say, hey, we've got this idea and it's a boy band. And you're like, yes, I've heard that before. Yes, I've heard that before. But when they go, listen, we have a boy band made of cats, and the cats are going to be dancing, I was like, yeah, yeah, let's do that.
See? I knew it. He just saw the cats. They're dancing amazing. Look at that. See? It doesn't take much.
Anyways, he said he likes that people had fun with it. They created a great environment. It was fun, and he had a blast doing it. So really, that's all that really matters. As long as JC
The way to get NSYNC back together is to have cats.
Apparently, he also had a cat when he was growing up named Muffy. So then he was like talking about, yes, so he was helping to direct this thing. And anyway, so it was very interesting.
Interesting is a good word.
Yeah, interesting. It's a word. So he's also working on some musicals, and I guess it takes a long time to get that together. So he's kind of workshopping that. And then he also said something that there's some sort of secret project. Here's my question. Do you think that... So anyways, go check that out. It's People Magazine, JC Chazet, Meow Mix interview exclusive, so you can have some stuff.
And I believe you posted it on our Facebook as well, correct?
I did post it on our Facebook.
Yes.
I am curious, though, because does Justin Timberlake not have a Trolls movie coming out this year?
Yes.
And is it not about, I've never actually watched the original Trolls movie, but apparently it's about putting a band back together.
Yes. And then there's lots of Backstreet things. Like, I don't know, I feel like it's a little bit shade, no?
Oh, interesting. I'm just curious. So obviously I'm going to have to go see this movie. But do you
think we have to. It's like Red.
Do you think that there'll be a surprise in which maybe that's an NSYNC reunion? Of them singing as these troll characters? Or do you think that's not going to happen and I shouldn't get my hopes up?
Please do not get your hopes up, because okay. I feel like it's not going to be that.
Okay. I have not been paying attention at all. I'm sure it is announced to all the other people.
Because what if I'm like, yeah, definitely, I think it is, and then it's not. And then you're so upset. And then I'm like, oh my God, I'm sorry.
No.
So really, it's going to be 50-50, but I'm going to say a hard no.
All right. Sounds good.
But I really want to see that movie too. It's fun. It looks fun.
I guess. Well, always doing content for you guys on this podcast.
Yes. Because it reminded me of the Red movie.
The which movie?
Remember we watched Red? Is that what it's called? Red, right?
Red. Yeah. Turning Red.
Turning Red. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
That had to do with a boy band, right?
That also had to do with a boy band.
See?
Speaking of teenage girls and boy bands, we are going to go back in time.
We were teenage girls once upon a time.
1998. And we are going back. So I feel like this has been brought up a lot lately. I don't know, maybe I'm just noticing it more or whatever. But we were listening to the Johnny Wright interview on Frosted Tips with Lance Bass. They brought it up as well. And so it's the 1998 Disney Channel concert of NSYNC. So originally, this was supposed to be Backstreet Boys. The Backstreet Boys were supposed to do this concert. They were scheduled, everything was going on, whatever. So then back in the day, we heard the reason that they were exhausted, that Brian had surgery and they weren't up for it. They were too tired. They gave it up. They didn't think it was... What we recently found out from the Johnny Wright interview is that they thought they were too big to do Disney because
they felt they were serious.
They were on the cover of Rolling Stone. They had articles in Billboard magazine and they're like, oh, Disney, that's for kids. Bleh.
Because their thought process was, we've already done that. Why would you go back when we're now Rolling Stone, which is like a sophisticated fan base or whatever?
Right, exactly. And then they're thinking, oh, this is not going to actually be, who cares? It's just a concert. Well, Disney did this lovely thing in which they recorded this and then aired it a bajillion times.
Yeah.
Like every
for
day.
Months. Like they, for like months. For months, yeah. Because I could have sworn it was on like every Friday or every weekend.
Yes.
And on Much Music. Like Much Music played it a lot.
Yes. Sorry, one sec. Yes, it did. Okay. Because I was trying to figure out how we watched this.
Yeah. I just remember watching, like Much Music Much had Music, everything. Right? Yeah. Much Music
or was
had
it
everything.
On YTV?
No, Much Music.
It would have been on Much Music because back
then.
Because I was just like, I've seen this, and we obviously don't get the Disney Channel in Canada because, like, we missed out on that whole Mickey Mouse stuff, all that stuff.
Right.
We didn't get any of that. So I'm like, okay, I'm not crazy. We have seen this. So that makes sense. Much Music would play.
Yes. Okay, because Much Music had, like, everything, all the specials, like, they would play MTV stuff. Like, we had it. I don't know.
Yes.
I feel like I remember watching a lot of things.
Yes. So I tried to look up some, and it's so true. I tried to look up a few things about this concert, and there wasn't really a good amount of.
Yeah, I had like very minimal. Yeah, I was like surprised because that's like the biggest thing for NSYNC.
So yeah, exactly. Right. So I found this. Disney Channel in concert. So it was a reality series that combined footage of live concerts with behind the scenes look at the artists' personal lives. The artists came from all genres of music, including hip hop, country and pop, classical and blues. Episodes were promoted through the artists' sales and popularity to a teen and preteen audience. It ran from 97 to 2001. Each show featured a specially taped live concert with documentary footage playing between songs, showing the artists pursuing personal and professional passions and interviews with mentors, friends, and family. Those specials were usually taped at Disney parks or on properties like Disney's Hollywood Studio or a Disney cruise ship. The Backstreet Boys concert was filmed at the New Amsterdam Theater in New York City. Did you know there was a Backstreet Boys Disney concert?
Yes, because I believe it was the basketball one, no? Like they were playing basketball, possibly? I think so.
And it also said that 98 Degrees and Hoku were filmed in their hometowns of Cincinnati and Honolulu. Concerts typically lasted an hour and were aired on Fridays, with reruns being shown frequently.
I knew it.
Content for the concerts was hosted in a program called Behind the Ears, hosted by Rudy Sade Lipscomb. The episode with NSYNC notably launched the group's career in the U.S. They were mostly known by European audiences before the concert special. A month prior to the airing of the concert, the group's debut album was at number 82 on the Billboard 200 chart. The concert was replayed on the Disney Channel multiple times, leading album sales to skyrocket. 3 weeks after the concert first aired, the album reached the number 9 spot.
That's very good. See?
That is amazing. So
that is like good trivia to know.
So here's another one. This is some Disney Wiki. It says the Disney Channel performance, based on an interview with Billboard. In 1998, NSYNC released their first album titled NSYNC. The album debuted at 82 on the Billboard 200 up until their summer performance on the Disney Channel Live in Concert. After this concert, it jumped to number 2 and sold 10 million copies in the United States. They performed in front of the MGM Studios Man Chinese Theater. They were asked about doing the show after the Backstreet Boys were forced to cancel because band member Brian Littrell needed to undergo heart surgery, allegedly. So not according to Johnny Wright.
I guess like everyone has a different perspective. So even though Johnny Wright is saying that, obviously the boys have a different viewpoint. So
Maybe it was a combination.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe a combination. I don't know.
And then the final little thing I have here is from People Magazine. They did an article called NSYNC Talks About Iconic and Never Before Heard Stories, Horse Rides, Music Royalty, and Life on the Road for their 25th anniversary. This came out in March.
Actually very good.
Yeah. So about the 1998 Disney Channel In Concert special. Perhaps the most important gig during NSYNC's 7-year run came in 1998, just months after the release of the group's self-titled LP, when NSYNC headlined as the 5th Disney Channel In Concert special. While the network wasn't necessarily the children's programming giant it soon became, the show was still, for Kirkpatrick, something like the Super Bowl. After the album failed to gain charting success before the July release of the special, things seemed to be moving slowly for NSYNC. But when the Backstreet Boys dropped out of the coveted spot and NSYNC took their place, it was a wrap. On July 18th, 1998, NSYNC In Concert arrived. It wasn't until after the show was in the can and the ads and the buildup, it started to come. That's when I say the rumble really started to happen, Kirkpatrick, now 51, says. And it was like sunny out and there's butterflies and everything's great, but you're looking off and you just see the darkest black storm coming. And not to say that this was a bad thing, but it was just that massive energy that you could see slowly. You could see it in the distance making its way to you, and you knew it wasn't going to miss you. You knew it was coming for you. So you're like, all right, we got to be ready. We did all this work in Europe and getting developed as a band, as individuals, for this moment. JC, now 46, shares, the immediate feeling after the Disney special was honestly one of relief. We put that show together very quickly, and we were more focused on making sure our performances were up to quality standards. Following that performance, there seemed to be this slow buzz that kept building more and more momentum, which was very exciting. That Disney special felt like a spark we needed to finally open the door for us stateside. So there you go.
That's pretty cool.
I'm going to stop sharing. Okay, so I have made some notes. Sophia has watched the special, so I'm just going to kind of go through it.
I will
pop in and jump
in. Pop in when you say whatever.
All right, sounds good.
The huge.
So I do recall watching this because I remember Chris's outfit, and I do remember that. So I guess we must have watched it on Much Music back in the day.
Yeah. Like, I thought I watched it because, like I said, Much Music played everything and I watched everything. Because, like, I don't know if I mentioned it, but back in the day, I couldn't go out. So I was able to watch TV. That's what I did, basically.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. So so we found it on YouTube. I don't know which version you watched, but was it very hard to hear?
Yes. It was very like low. And I was like, oh my gosh. Like, because back in the day, you're like, oh, this is cool. But like,
I wonder if I have this on VHS somewhere. Not that my copy would be any better, because I don't want to try to do the math, but that's many years ago.
Isn't that like
98
to 20 30, or 27?
Yeah, there's quite some time ago.
Yeah,
so there you go. Anyways, okay, so NSYNC Disney Channel concert. So it starts out with a poster on the wall.
Yes, because that's how Disney did it. That's how Disney does it. I was like, oh, magic.
Oh, you're on a bedroom door. There's this picture.
Yes.
Zoomed in, and there was all these screaming girls.
Because it's like, and you're a teenager, right? That's your bedroom. Yeah.
This is your bedroom. This is how it is, whatever.
Yes.
So then it like immediately jumps into the concert.
Yes.
And I'm going to apologize.
Here we go.
One more time.
Is that what it started?
Crazy for you.
Oh, I think it was crazy for you. Okay, sorry. You're right.
I have no idea.
No. I think you're right.
Crazy for you. I could be wrong.
I think no.
What I was about to say is that although I was the big NSYNC fan, I have a very bad memory. So I wrote down what I thought these songs were called. So I apologize.
I thought it was Here We Go, because that would be cool, right? Here We Go. But I think you're probably right.
I don't know. I could be wrong. Anyways, whatever. It started.
We will take what you say. Go ahead.
I could be wrong. Anyway, so I just want to point out what everybody was wearing at this particular junction to start off. This is their concert.
This is the style at the time. So we love the style.
Back in time to 1998.
Yes.
And you're in Florida, and it's very hot. So you're just going to wear lots of clothes.
Because that's what you do as a boy band, apparently.
That was the style of the time. So Justin was wearing a shiny silver Adidas tracksuit, okay? So it was like shiny and like baggy over a white golf shirt. And then he also had a blue shirt under the golf shirt. So it was like, you know, lots of layers here. Joey was wearing a black button-up short sleeve dress shirt. And then what I thought were black cargo pants, but then later on when the lighting changed, I'm pretty sure they were purple. Possibly leopard print, but purple, like a dark purple.
Yeah, it
very that was wide leg, very baggy pant.
It was very weird.
You know, I wonder if we can just find that on this video clip. Hold on one sec.
And then Chris was wearing a bandana.
So I have JC was wearing a plaid short sleeve button up shirt over a beige t-shirt. And very baggy green cargo pants. And then, for some reason, over this button-up plaid dress shirt, he was wearing, like, a tactical vest, like, with straps and things. It was...
Maybe that's, like, the part, it was to come something? I don't know why. Honestly, I don't know. It was just very weird. And I was just like, hey, well, as a teenager, you're like, this is so cool. Look at them.
Okay, this is like super blurry, but I'm going to try to show you. Lance was wearing a black t-shirt with a beige short sleeve shirt over it and some like jeans. So he was most normal. And Chris, love him, love my man. But for some reason, his outfit was long sleeve, bright orange t-shirt and green camo overalls.
Yeah, the overalls, I was like, interesting. Because they have a stylist, right? This is the style of the time.
I don't know if you can see because it's very blurry, but as you can see, there's the giant.
He doesn't have a bandana. It was when they were interviewed.
He did have my favorite hairstyle, which were like the red, not the red, the white and black like braids. Mm. And stuff, the pineapple.
Okay, so when they were interviewed, he had the bandana. That's what I'm thinking of.
So, yeah, so there we go. Yes, he did in the... Yes, you're right, he did. Yes. So anyways, here's some, There's some there's this vest. There's this vest.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know. But you know what? These were iconic clothes, and NSYNC, they did it. They went what they had to do.
They did it.
So there you go.
This is the style.
Yeah, so that is the style. So now they, so the concert, so they do their little first opening number, and now they're in front of the Tree of Life at Disney's Animal Kingdom. So my favorite part about this is that it is also kind of an ad for Disney.
Yes.
Like
100%.
The irony is, out of all the Disney theme parks, the only one theme park that I have not gone to is Disney's Animal Kingdom. Because I was like, I have no interest in going to see animals. I don't know. I just assumed it was like African Lion Safari, which is like near us in Canada. And it has like, you know, animals and shit.
Yeah. It seemed like it when they showed the footage. It seemed like that's what they were doing.
So there you go. Spoiler alert, the amount of times I've been to Florida, never once have I gone to Disney's Animal Kingdom. And even when I was in California, I also didn't go to that one. I just went to the regular Disney. So
we went to the best one, though. What park was it?
Epcot. Epcot is great, Magic Kingdom. Okay, so anyway, so they're just chit-chatting. I'm going to show you their, ensembles here in front of the tree. Oh, here we go. Ah, why is it not showing it? Hold on. I don't want to play because I don't want to get in trouble for playing. Okay.
So this is where they're talking about how they came together.
Yes. So this whole thing is very documentary style. So it's the music and then it just kind of goes back and forth. So for this part where they're sitting in front of the tree, we got Chris is wearing long jeans and a long sleeve black and silver shirt. Justin has his little baby blue basketball shirt on top of a white t-shirt with jeans. Joey is wearing, I don't know if they're just very long shorts or capris, red t-shirt, and then he has a plaid sweater vest on top. Lance is just wearing some like black basketball shorts, a t-shirt, what should we call it? A golf shirt and a thing open. And then JC is just wearing jeans and a golf shirt. So anyways.
So he's like most normal as well.
Most normal for sure. So yes. So Justin starts talking. So he talks about how the group started with Chris and that he had the idea. And then then Chris called Justin because he knew him from auditions. I'm like, I don't.
Okay. So we've heard like a different versions over time.
Yes.
And then. Right. And then in the docs, was it the Lou Pearlman doc? We found out that Chris is the one that is basically put them together.
True. So that part is true. I just don't know if he knew Justin from auditions or whatever, but that's
okay. I don't know either. I don't recall.
I didn't think so. I thought he had talked to Robin Wiley or something and she had it. I don't know. Anyway, the two of them called JC, which is basically how the lore goes.
Okay.
And then they said they saw Joey at the club.
Is that true? Because I was like, oh, that's interesting. I don't recall that.
I remember back in the day hearing this and were like, you guys are too young to get into clubs. How are you seeing Joey at the club? But I guess they had like Pleasure Island or something in Disney. Okay. So I think it was maybe an all ages club.
Yeah, I was going to say all ages club. What I heard
was that in one of the other interviews was that Joey just knew a bunch of the same people that they knew.
So they I also heard that part. Yeah.
So I think that's kind of how they met Joey. And then Lance was through the same vocal coach as Justin, which is the same story that everyone has said. So
yes,
one is true. So
yes,
it's just always some like interesting there. So then he was talking about how they put it together. So there you go.
So they're like, oh, we put it together. So basically he's trying to dispel that they're a manufactured band.
They put themselves together and that's kind of like, that's kind of like the theme of this. I feel like they mentioned it a few times.
Yeah.
So then they kind of just start getting into individual little like chats and they're just kind of like talking about each other.
So, oh my gosh. Can I just say when they got to Chris, and Justin's like, he's too much. He's crazy. I laugh so hard.
They're talking about Lance. So they, what they did is they would talk. They'd mention a guy, and then they would talk to two of the other guys. to kind of get their opinions on them. So about Lance, Joey says that he thinks Lance would be really good towards like management. And Justin said that Lance is a businessman. He's very professional, which is true. And he is definitely a businessman. And
I guess he's like the Howie of the group because he's Howie's also Howie. Business. Yeah,
for sure, for sure. So the next they had Joey. So Lance said that Joey is very happy-go-lucky and has fun. And then JC said Joey has footage of everything that we do. He says that he has a video camera and he took them, like he would videotape them on tour.
Kevin would also do that in Germany and places. So I was like, oh, cool. I don't know. I kept being a backstory.
Like, has Joey ever done anything with this footage?
I don't think so.
Because if he has not, I definitely think that he should, because like, just think of all the awesomeness there. Like, that's really cool.
Even Kevin too, like Kevin from the Backstreet Boys. He did it too. That would be cool to see.
That would be cool to see that.
I don't recall him ever sharing.
No, it's probably in a box somewhere in like
in the vault.
And then, you know, whatever, right?
Close that vault up.
Okay, so then Justin was up next, and Lance said that Justin is good at everything. And then Joey said that Justin is really good at basketball, which is true because he played all the time. Then they get to Chris.
Okay, I die.
So Justin goes, Chris is too much. He's crazy. And he's sometimes overwhelming.
Yes. I was like, wow. Tell us how you really feel.
It's true, though. But,
it was true, yeah. I'm sure he, like, I guess he, like, is mellowed out a little bit.
No, he's just nuts. Oh, my God. So, anyway, so there's that. And then Lance said, if anything is dangerous or crazy, Chris will do it. So that's like
that seems like it, yes.
And this is why I like Chris. I just think he's entertaining.
Yeah.
But
I just thought that was hilarious. I'm like, wow, way to go right for the jugular.
Yeah, pretty much, right?
So yeah.
Funny. It was hilarious. And then it said about JC. Chris said that he's very gifted musically, and that Joey loves being creative. And Joey said that JC loves being creative and going to the studio. So he likes to spend a lot of time in the studios and things like that. So he said
some like really nice things about JC.
Sounds like JC is the more professional one and everything. So yes. Mm-mm. So then it flips back to the concert. They're pumping up the crowd. And then they're just like, that song, I Just Want to Be With You. I don't know if that's what the song is called. Like, I feel so
I bad. Don't know.
Like, I just want to be with you. And they have some very good choreographed dance. They're very in sync.
Ooh.
But like their like dancing is pretty like baller and bang on. I thought that was really good. They have the crowd waving arms, and then they like end that with like a boy band pose, and I was like, this is classic. This is good boy bandness.
But what isn't like between Backstreet and NSYNC? NSYNC was like the better dancers at the time, and then Backstreet Boys is obviously the vocal harmony group.
They're more the vocals.
I think that's what it was back in the day.
I think that's what the main thing is, but yes. They're very like.
Like obviously, Backstreet Boys had an amazing performance as well. But that's what people were saying back in the day.
Yes, so definitely they're like on ball, like on fire. They got it. Fleek, I don't know. So now they're
on
talking.
Fleek, yes.
Again. I don't know what the fuck I'm saying. I don't have.
You're trying to be hip, but it's good. It's all good.
Okay. So then they're like talking at the tree, and they were showing footage of them on various rides, including a dinosaur ride. And they're like, being all like ridiculous. Like, oh, I'm scared by these fake dinosaurs.
Is that when they're like going to the poach place? No.
This part right here. They're just like, dinosaur.
Yes, yes.
So like, let's go on all the rides. So
they're so funny, yes.
These rides and be like in sync sat here. But they so then
Chris's face was hilarious during this part. Yeah.
Chris's face is always fucking low.
He has like the best facial expression.
We need to really work on securing getting him on this podcast because he's already agreed to do it. But we
literally asked asked him like four times. I don't know how many times like you can ask somebody to come on.
I have to follow up with Carrie and get this, but anyways.
Like we literally like spelled it out for him at 90s time.
And I believe he's actually making his own podcast as well. So if
you're
coming out too.
Okay.
What it's called? It's with another guy.
So then we could do his podcast as well for paint, like.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I'm sure he'll definitely would want us on. It. Yeah.
Of course. Come on, boy band, right? You never know.
I miss this man. I want. I'm gonna go to Cleveland next week. I'll figure it out.
Okay. Yeah. So like, when do you like? Yeah. Follow up and see. But I don't know. I feel like he's like he should be on.
I just love this man. But anyways,
he's very funny. He's very funny. Yes.
Very funny. Okay. So then Justin was talking about how they put themselves together. He's and that they're friends. So they're just not like thrown together. I guess they probably saw a lot of boy bands in Europe that were just like, meh, just you're good looking, go on stage and lip sync some songs and stuff, right? So
how many years have they been together? 95, right?
So it had been about 3 years at this point.
Yeah. So like, yeah, I would say so your friend like, at 3 years. Yeah.
Okay. So
because it's a shared experience. You're going through things together. That's your bond. Yeah.
The hangar, the blimp hangar, and like, you know, sweating in the hot.
The warehouse, Florida, boot camp kind of thing. Yeah.
The Lou boy band boot camp. Anyways.
Yes.
So they're friends. They hang out on their days off. They spend together. So then I have to say they all have their own little backgrounds when they talk to them individually. So Chris is, he's sitting on, he's just sitting there with a football, like with the bandana and stuff. That's his background. Yes. Joey, for some reason, is sitting on a dock without shoes. Lance has like horses behind him in the background. JC is playing a piano at his, wherever he does. And I think
in the studio, I think, right?
I think Justin was like a basketball court, maybe.
Yeah, it seemed like a basketball court. Yeah,
interviews. Yeah, they were just doing like random stuff. Anyways, so then,
because I'm guessing they want to show the personalities of each guy to show like they're individual, even though they're in a group, they're individuals. Their
individual personalities or whatever.
Yes. Yeah.
So there's Joey on the dock there.
So maybe this is like his vacation home or something. I don't know.
No, I think it's probably also at Disney. But anyways,
That makes more sense. Yeah.
Wow, I really wish I could read my handwriting because I have no idea what this says. Looks like we love sports. So Chris is talking how much he loves football and basketball, and Justin says that we're friends and we're like brothers because we made the time to get to know each other. So they actually like spent that time together and all that stuff. Lance says, I am very bad at basketball. They make fun of me. Joey says, then he was talking about how in Germany they had that basketball game, the challenge for the children, the very first one.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm learning, I'm trying. So Joey's also not that good at basketball. Which we learned on Lance's podcast is that was the one where they played against the Backstreet Boys and they were supposed to have mixed teams, but instead they just traded Lance for AJ. So
yes.
Lance had a great time being a Backstreet Boy for the day because he was treated very well. So
he was treated like royalty.
Yes. So obviously I didn't say that. Okay. So and then JC said nothing is better than going out with your friends and having a good time. And then Lance says that everything we do is together and that makes our group so unique. So then it comes back to the concert and now they've slowed it down a little bit. They're doing God Must Have Spent. So it does part of that song. And then we skip ahead and they are in a roller coaster simulator. So Justin's like, oh, I guess you could design your own roller coaster.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, okay, I've made this. It's like 10,000 feet long. Chris is getting on with me. I hope he doesn't puke on me. So then what I thought was very entertaining about this is, does it show it? It's very like late 90s technology. Like Disney has a thing. It just reminded me, remember that TV show Reboot?
Yes.
I never actually watched the show, but I would see commercials. This is what this roller coaster made me think of. It was very
I agree.
Look at these shapes and things.
The illusion.
Yes. So so they come off the ride, and then he's like, oh, Justin was pretending that he was sick, but he's like, no, it was a lot of fun. And then Chris was like, he designed that? I'm going to hit him in his head. And I was like, Gina and I used to say that all the time to each other. That was,
oh, that's funny.
So I was like, I'm going to hit him in his head. I was like, fuck this fucking guy. So then Chris said that he's always loved sports ever since he was a baby, and that instead of having like a soother, he'd have like a mini football to suck on. And then he played football in school over the years in middle school and high school, but not very well. And then I guess they asked him how good of a football player is he, and he says, well,
he's in
this group, I'm in the top five. So, you know, so there's only five members, so...
Oh, that's funny.
I'm sure he was better than Lance, because Lance was not sporty at all.
That's not saying much, but that's fair.
Yes. So then now we're back in the concert, and now they're suddenly all wearing sunglasses. And they are...
Because he's cool.
Giddy up. I did like Lance's sunglasses. They're very, like, space alien-like.
So, like, what does that have to do with the song Giddy Up? Because of the glasses helps to...
I have no idea. Okay. Giddy up. I've never really liked Giddy Up. I always thought it was kind of like a dumb song. And they have like, they're like, ride it, ride. And they're just,
what's the song that you like?
Drive Yourself Crazy?
No, I forget the one that you like. Is it? I don't remember.
Anyway, so there's, yeah. So
you really like, there's one, Space Cowboy?
I definitely do not like Space Cowboy either.
What's the one?
I enjoy Space Cowboy, but yeah.
Oh, okay, yes. That's what it is. Sorry.
So... Then Joey does an interview with some jet skis. Oh, there he is. There's Joey.
That was kind of weird, no?
So he said that they had done a photo shoot with jet skis, and it was so much fun. So anytime he has the chance to go on a jet ski, he will. And he likes jet skis more than like a motorcycle or a moped or whatever. Because if you fall off, you're not injured that badly because you're in the water. So
that's fair. So,
he likes
that's
to,
a
like,
good point.
He's home, or if not, he likes to be on a jet ski. And then I just realized while I was watching this that this is pretty much where the Together movie came from. Do you remember that Together?
Yes.
At one point, Chad is talking about jet ski, how much he wants to buy a jet ski when he makes lots of money.
And yes.
Like, oh my god, I'm having like deja vu moments.
I do recall that.
Anyways, I thought that was kind of funny. So then they switch back to the concert. They're still singing Giddy Up, and then they're doing like some sort of robot dancing. It's like, it's very in sync. They do it very well, but I was just like, what is happening right now?
Like, what does that have to do with the song?
But I remember in concert, there was when they were doing Ride It, they were riding each other. So I feel like this is better.
They should have done that during this part. Why not?
They have done that. And let me tell you, having witnessed that in concert, I was like, please don't. You should not do this. Like,
anyway, that's true. So you could get hurt, right? They could get hurt.
Sure, we'll go with that. Anyways. So then they were talking about PG. And how much he loves horseback riding. That he tried it out at church camp. And I guess he would go every year. And there was this wild horse named Toby. And nobody else wanted that horse. So he got this horse.
And that was like, sweet.
Oh. And then he'd want to like do horseback riding professionally. But he didn't know how to do any of the tricks and stuff. So, and obviously became a member of NSYNC. So curious to see if he still rides horses. But because he was talking about how he's from the south. So there's a lot of horses around and stuff. So so then
he might.
And JC is in the studio here. He is playing. He's in the, this is the Transcontinental Recording Studio.
Yeah.
So he was talking about how much he likes jazz, and he likes to make jazz versions of their songs. So he plays the piano and he sings that Crazy For You song.
Yeah.
And then he says his part of the group is he is the sanity. He is the serious one. He makes sure that people are on time. And things run smoothly. So I guess he's kind of like the Kevin, I guess, if you want
to compare. Well, so Kevin is not on time.
Okay. Well, no,
like, man. Kevin is the serious one, but Kevin is the late one in their band. Yeah. But so, I get what you're saying, yeah.
Yes. So then he was saying there's like a million other groups out there. The thing that makes us different is that we are genuine and we're real. And then he does like a jazz.
And then I'm like, who is he talking about?
Again, I think he's still talking about all those groups in Europe. Because
okay. Because like, I was just like, because it's always like interesting to hear like from back
then. I did not take that as shade at the Backstreet Boys.
I didn't take it either. I was just like, who are you talking about?
He's talking about having to, in that like a group will not work if you are not genuine people and doing like,
yeah,
you can't, he said people will see through your lies and things.
Oh, for sure. You have to be authentic for sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. That's what he was talking about. So
yes. Yeah. I was just wondering like, oh, who's he talking about? But yeah, that makes sense. The European bands.
Yes. So then now we are back on stage again. And then they're performing I Want You Back. Yes, and then that gave me a flashback of my high school talent show in which I feel like I've told this story before, but Valerie and I wanted to get a group together to perform I Want You Back and everyone else bailed. So it was just the two of us.
Oh, wow. And we did, so did you like so many parts? And
we had to like whatever, and we tried to do like, you know, the line thing that they do, which is that part of this dance. Like, see what it is. So we did that, but also in the music video, they do this thing where they like grab their hands and then flip over.
Yes, that's like their go-to move. Like
step over.
Yes,
that's their like, hey, I'm just gonna step over your hands. You grab my hands, and you're gonna flip me over.
Yes, that's so, such a fun move.
In theory, yes, that is a fun move. However, Valerie, my high school, one of my high school besties, and I had not practiced that part. So right before the concert start, like, because the other acts were like, should we do that? Because like we have all this weird space because we can't really do the things because we don't have three other members. Like maybe we should do this. And we're like, huh, okay. So obviously I was the heavier one. So I was like, oh, I don't want Valerie to flip me over. Valerie's skinny and I'm stronger, so I should be able to flip Valerie over. Except for the fact that I am a lot shorter than Valerie.
Oh, Valerie, my god, taller than me. Just picturing it. So I'm just dying.
You picture me trying to flip someone who is a lot taller than me. And we were in the, like, we were literally in the gym in, like, the supply room where they have all the balls.
Did you fall?
Cement floor with no mats down. My poor friend smashed her head on the ground. Like, thank God it was not bloody or anything.
Oh my God. She was
very dazed and we're just like, yeah, we're not doing that in front of these people. I'm like, dude, are you okay? She's like, yeah. I'm like, so what we ended up doing is like one of the student council guys was there. So we like pulled him up and like danced with him for a bit during that part and made him sit down because we're like, we are not. Wow. But could you imagine if we had tried that in front of everyone? That would have been like, the entire school, but there was definitely a lot of people watching this.
They would be like in shock. They wouldn't know what to do.
It was so I just had this like flashback and I was like, oh God. Anyways, yeah.
Well, at least you have a fun story to tell.
Well, there you go, for sure. So then there was a commercial break. And in the version that I watched had commercials, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna watch these commercials because I'm curious to see what were commercials in the 90s. So they were talking about a brand new movie that was coming out. The Parent Trap with Lindsay
Lohan. Oh, yeah.
So they had like a little bit of behind the scenes with that.
That was
like,
cool.
Oh, whatever. And like, and then they had Prince on the Muppets. So he was like checking in and there's this like bear security guard and they're like, what's your name? He's like, you cannot pronounce my name. So he shows him the symbol and he's like, dude, I need your name or whatever. And then Prince was like, I am the artist formerly known as Prince. And then the bear was like, I am the bear formerly annoyed or something like that. It was just like a really stupid commercial. And I was like, this is fantastic.
That's great.
And then there was another one where there was a kid who wanted to know answers about animals. So then he ended up asking the questions to Makumba and Candace and they gave him answers about animals. And then there was a Disney Child Musician Orchestra. So those are the commercials that aired during this person's taping of this.
Back in the day,
yes. So now we're back to the concert. So now there's the bus. So they come back and they do their classic, ha, we're in sync. And I'm just like, I fucking love that. Like, I just love when boy bands say like, their name. I don't know. The amount of times they must have done it over their
career. It's very entertaining in concert when they're like, hi, we're the Backstreet Boys. Like, yes.
We paid lots of money to be here.
You know who you are. Yes, thank you for explaining who you are, but we know who you are.
Yes, so
it's very entertaining.
Yes, so then so they're on the bus. So Lance is like, the bus is our home away from home. He's like, it was really hard to adjust at the beginning, but it's great now. I'm able to fall asleep in my bunk, and like the movement of the bus like helps put me to sleep, so it's like really good. So then Joey decides he's going to take them on a tour of this bus. And meanwhile, JC and Chris are singing Jungle Boogie, boo, boo, jungle, and they're so you know, a bus has so many things. So there was the kitchen, and then he decides he's going to wake up Lance. And then he goes to the back room, which is the TV room. And it was such a small TV. And yeah, they're all just like watching TV. And then now they're back to the concert.
Because that's how it was back in the day, small TVs. Now they're like bigger TVs.
Okay, I have Crazy For You again. Okay, maybe I'm just crazy. Maybe that's what the song is called. Anyways, they're there. They're singing. So then Lance was talking about how much they love their fans and how incredible they are. And Justin was saying how much he appreciates all the fans. Then there's like a Disney parade where they're like in cars with Minnie Mouse and stuff. Yep, there you go.
And then they met a fan.
So then they meet a fan. And then, so they also put their hands in cement. They kind of go back and forth between the fan thing. I want to know if these are still there.
I would think so, no?
So I think I looked it up a while ago and they might be in storage or something. Because like, I had never been to the Animal Kingdom. So I don't know if there was like a whole walkway of like celebrity handprints and stuff and if they're still there or not.
Wouldn't it be on the wall?
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know.
I feel like I saw an article that said they're not there anymore. But if anyone has been to Disney and knows, then let me know. Because I know that was literally the only reason why I wanted to go to Animal Kingdom back in the day, was to be like, okay, maybe I can see their handprints. But then we just, and yeah, fun, man. It's just a good place. So anyway, so we did not go. So then they're talking to the fans. The fan had seen them like near their tour bus with their bodyguard. So they like, she got some pictures with them and she was all excited that she got pictures and her mom got pictures too. And it was just like a cute little moment with the thing. And that is also what reminded me of the Together documentary, because when they like, remember that band Whoa, and they were, they were like super rude to their fan.
Uh-huh.
Was all upset. And then Together came there and they were just like singing to her and taking pictures. And they're like, oh my God, Whoa's so great. I mean, Together is so great. So like, that's what this reminded me of. And I was like, man, that documentary Together too.
So they obviously gave good ideas.
They did. So obviously, yeah, I didn't realize how like closely to this concert special it was. Okay, so then they go back, they finish the song. Then there's like JC is hugging his parents, and then Chris's mom shows up. So they're Justin's parents. So Chris's mom said that her job was to this. I feel like this line always. So she said, my job is not to get caught up in it and be a fan. My job is to be like a mom. So then she's like, people say like, I bet you're your son's biggest fan. And then she's like, I think not, I'm his mother. And I remember this line bothering me for the longest time. Like, how can you not be a fan of your son, blah, blah, blah. But now as an adult, I'm like, I understand this. So that makes sense. And I did actually get to meet her in Miami for Challenge for the Children. And she's really nice. So
I guess like she wants to keep him grounded, right? So if she's a fan of his,
at the time, that always annoyed me. Sorry.
So I would say like she wants to keep him grounded. So if she's a fan, she like makes him big, like big head. But if she like is a mom, she's just like, make sure you're grounded. Make sure you're
totally. And I totally understand that now. I just remember at the time I was like, oh, that's what a mean thing to say, like whatever. Anyways,
I feel like as you get older you understand more of the things that they're saying.
Yes, exactly. So so there's Justin's parents,
And I thought that was pretty interesting that she was there for the first year and a half of their band life and was like a managerial duties.
Exactly, because Justin was so underage, Lynn lived with them, and she did help out with a lot of that stuff, and exactly, did manage.
And then I thought it was cool also, like, the other moms, like, helped give out flyers and that kind of thing.
Yeah, so they definitely helped out when they could, and I think it's good that the families were all kind of behind them, right?
Yeah.
So then now they're back at the concert, and they're sitting on stools, and yes, yeah, so they're singing Sailing. So then it skips ahead now in the middle of that song, and now they are going on a safari ride with Chris brought his little sister, Justin brought his little brother, and they're on the safari, and they're like, oh no, look at all this stuff. There's Anna. So
was this somebody coaching the animals or something?
But I feel like this is a mix of real animals and animatronic animals. So I feel like, right. You know, like trying to stop poachers or something.
Yeah, it was very weird. I was like, I don't understand.
Yes. So, and I just said it was kind of like more interact, like African Lion Safari, you could see all the animals and you drive through it, but there's not like a show as well. And it kind of seemed like this was like partial show, partial actual animals.
Yeah.
Chris said that they are all advocates for kindness to animals. That's what they're.
Yes.
Like, okay. Yeah. Then it comes back to the concert and they finish Sailing. The song, obviously they don't sail through the concert.
They sail away, do they? They
sail away, do they? Mm-hmm. So then Joey said that when we joined, we knew there would be a lot of sacrifices. So they're talking about like sacrificing and things. And
yes, because Justin was like, oh, his friends tell me you must like have such a great time being in a band. And then he's like, sometimes I feel like just being at home and playing basketball and being normal. But then he loves what he does so much, so that's why he sacrifices, because that's what he wants to do.
Literally the exact note I wrote down, so good job, buddy. And it also said that Joey said they knew there'd be a lot of sacrifices, and you're not sleeping in your own bed, you're not allowed to have girlfriends. And I was like, oh, that's funny, because you did. But anyways, Lance said... you're up very early doing interviews. And then when they were talking to him, it was actually 2 a.m. and they were just doing the rehearsal at that time. So he's like, their sleep schedules are all fucked. Then Lance also said, the best days of my life have been in this group.
So That's nice.
So now they do Here We Go. Like, yes, 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 here we go.
Yes, sorry. Yes, my apologies, sorry.
They might have done it throughout. I don't know.
That's a good song, though. Here We Go is a good song.
It is. Did you ever see NSYNC in concert, Soph? I can't remember.
No, I have not.
Okay, so
this I would watch like all of the programs that they were on.
Yeah. So this literally brought me back to the Molson Amphitheater in Toronto, and I remember them like splitting the crowd in half. They're like, "You're yes, yes, yes. Here we go. You're NSYNC has got the flow," and you're just like, "This was like the hand move."
Yeah.
So I like, so they do that. And I was just like, "Holy crap!" I like just had a flashback. So yes,
memories, right?
Yes. In fact, I think ironically, here is some pictures of that concert. I don't know if you can see how tiny they are and how far away our seats are.
Well, yeah,
that's the NSYNC show that I saw. That's how far away. I think we're only in the 200s, but like, you know, cameras.
Hey, digital cameras, right?
Digital cameras. Back in my day, we had to bring rolls of film.
Or Kodiak cameras, right?
And then like try to like hide them in your pants or whatever. Anyways.
Yeah.
Anyways, so then there is an outfit change, and now they're wearing these fancy suits. By fancy suits, I mean everyone except Joey is wearing black pants and a black jacket. Justin is wearing a blue shirt. Lance is wearing possibly a green shirt. JC is like a white one with a blue one. Chris's is kind of gray or green. And then Joey is wearing his signature color red, but with a vest. So I feel like Joey worked out the best on this one there. So, but yeah, so their coats are of various lengths. Some of them are really long.
Interesting for sure.
Yeah. So there you go. So then, yes, yeah, so now they've split the audience, do the thing. And then they're just kind of just talking in general. And then Chris was talking about how, to make it, it takes, timing, luck, and a little talent. Joey says that they hope we'll be around for a really long time. Lance says, follow your dreams and never give up. And Justin says, we all had dreams to be entertainers. This is the route we took to get here. And then that's pretty much kind of just ends there with them just kind of like falling on the stage and being goofy. And yeah, so there you go.
Wonderful.
Let me stop the screen. So yeah, so all in all,
so that was cool. Yeah, it was nice to take a stroll down memory lane of what used to watch.
And it's so funny that you just like randomly remember some things and not like others. And I was like, oh,
yeah.
So,
like, but it was nice to see again.
Yeah. So good on them, I guess. Thank you, Backstreet Boys, for bailing so NSYNC could have this moment. And you know, it's just, it definitely launched a career in North America. So
for sure.
And Disney followed up with that eventually too, because then they would do shit with like the Jonas Brothers and like play all their stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, never underestimate people that want to watch boy band concerts and stuff.
Absolutely. Boy band girls always will support the boy bands.
That's true, for sure.
Yes.
All right. Well, anything else about this concert series you want to?
No, I think we did a good job going through it.
Sorry if I messed up on any of the names of the songs. So
please. No, I feel like you did a great job. And I just was like, oh, I thought it sounded like this, but no, I feel like you did a good job.
You know, I could be wrong.
You are not wrong.
But anyways, yes. So, yeah, I guess that's pretty much it. So we thank you for taking a break with us.
Until next time.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.